Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio we will continue our discussion on the subtypes or sub-varieties or sub-genres of the novel. Now before that, a small recap. In our earlier lectures we have already discussed the famous work by Ian Batt, which is The Rise of the Novel. We have also discussed who is generally referred to as the father of the novel, who is referred to as the mother of the novel. Along with this, we have also discussed about the evolution of the novel form. In particular, we discussed the famous work called Decameron by Boccaccio. And in this lecture, let's continue our discussion on the various subtypes or subgenres of the novel form. Now, next subtype is the proletarian novel. Okay, P-R-O-L-E-T-A-R-I-A-N, proletarian novel. So what is a proletarian novel? It is basically a novel about the working classes and working class life. इसी चीज के बारे में होता है ये proletarian novel. And often such a novel or such novels have the intention of making propaganda in pointing out poor economic conditions. And a good example of such a kind of novel can be Love on the Dole. Okay, Love on the Dole by Walter Greenwood. And Love on the Dole was published in 1933. Okay? And the spelling of Dole is D-O-L-E. Okay, Love on the Dole by Walter Greenwood. Now next is picaresque novel. P-I-C-A-R-E-S-Q-U-E. Picaresque novel. So what is a picaresque novel? Basically it tells about the life of a rogue adventurer. And a good example can be of the novel Tom Jones. The protagonist in that novel can be regarded as a kind of rogue adventurer. But ek cheez dhyan rakhna, that a rogue adventurer doesn't mean that the protagonist is a bad person. The only thing which might happen is that that protagonist or the rogue adventurer deviates slightly from normal heroic behavior, but later on comes back on track. And this is what happens in the novel Tom Jones. So in a picaresque novel, it will be about the life and the adventures of this rogue adventurer or rogue protagonist. And through his experiences, this protagonist will satirize the society in which he lives. And some good examples of a picaresque novel are, along with Tom Jones by Henry Fielding, Wo Toh Hai. After that, there is a famous work by Thomas Nash called The Unfortunate Traveller. Okay, The Unfortunate Traveller, which was published in 1594. So, ye bahut pehle ki kitab hai. After that, there is Daniel Defoe's work called Moll Flanders. Okay, Moll Flanders by Daniel Defoe. This was published in 1722. After that, again, Henry Fielding's work called Jonathan Wild. Okay, this is also a work by Henry Fielding. Jonathan Wilde, which was published in 1743. And then another work is there by Tobias Smollett called Roderick Random. Okay, Roderick Random, this was published in 1748. All of these are good examples of picaresque novel. Now after this, regional novel. Ye regional novel kya hota hai? See, a regional novel is just about a particular place. So a regional writer is one who concentrates much attention on a particular area and uses it and the people who inhabit that place as the basis for his or her stories. And such an area or such a locale is likely to be rural or provincial. And some good examples of regional novelists can be the novelist Maria Edgeworth. Then Thomas Hardy can, in some ways, his novels are also regional novels. Because most of his novels are set in the place called Wessex. W-E-S-S-E-X. Wessex. And this is basically a place, according to Thomas Hardy, in England or in Britain. So what these regional novelists do is that they set their novel or story in a particular area. And they keep on repeating this. मतलब बार बार वो उसी जगह को represent करते हैं. That is why it is called a regional novel. After that, another example can be of D.H. Lawrence. ठीक है? He sets most of his novels in the area called Nottinghamshire. Okay, Nottinghamshire. This is the place in Britain where most of his novels are set. And see, in a regional novel, whatever place is represented, in the novel, the novelist may give a fictitious name. But scholars have figured it out that, you know, the fictitious name actually represents a real place. Then we have the example of William Faulkner from American literature, who used to set his novels or works in the southern area of United States or Deep South. Then some other examples can be of Mrs. Elizabeth Gaskell, George Eliot. Okay, the novels of these two writers are centered on the Midlands. Then we have the Bronte sisters, and the Bronte sisters set their works in a place called Yorkshire. Okay? All of these are settings in Britain, and in American novels, there will be some place in United States. And when I started my discussion on the regional novel, I mentioned the name of Maria Edgeworth. Now, in particular, there are three novels which have been written by her that can be considered great examples of a regional novel. First is Castle Rack Rent. Okay, Castle Rack Rent, which came out in 1800. Uske baad hai Belinda. Belinda, which came out in 1801, means the next year. Then there is another novel called The Absentee. Okay, The Absentee, which came out in 1812. And she was, Maria Edgeworth, was one of the first writers to perceive the possibilities of relating characters to a particular environment. So broadly speaking, this is what a regional novel is. Now, after this, epistolary novel. So what is a epistolary novel? A novel in the form of letters. A novel in the form of letters. So there are many letters that one character sends to another one. So it's in that form. Well, let's say most of the novel, or at least part of the novel, can be in that form. So that is what a epistolary novel is. And this particular form, the epistolary novel form, was particularly popular in the 18th century. And famous examples of novels which use this mode of writing are Samuel Richardson's two famous novels. One is Pamela and the other one is Clarissa. Now remember that the full title of Clarissa is The History of a Young Lady. Okay, Clarissa or The History of a Young Lady. This is the full title. Okay, and this is a good example of an epistolary novel. And what happens is, the name of the heroine is Clarissa Harlowe. Okay, Clarissa Harlowe is the name of the heroine. And there is a bad man or bad person named Lovelace. This Lovelace is the seducer of the heroine. And most of the novel consists of letters between these two people, between Clarissa and Lovelace. Now, after that, the other major novel of Samuel Richardson, which uses this epistolary form, is called Pamela. And the full title is Pamela or Virtue Rewarded. Okay, Pamela or Virtue Rewarded. This was published in 1740. And this is also a very good example of an epistolary novel. And one more thing, Pamela is often said to be the first English novel. First proper English novel. Okay? Because see, when you are reading about the novel form, you should know at least three names. One is of Samuel Richardson, the other is Henry Fielding, and the third is Daniel Defoe. Because these three people are really credited with evolving and developing the novel form in English. Okay? But coming back to our discussion about the major examples of epistolary novel. I discussed two, Pamela and Clarissa, both by Samuel Richardson. Uske baad ek aur example hai by Tobias Smollett. Now, his novel called Humphrey Clinker. Okay, Humphrey Clinker. This one was published in 1771. This is also a good example. Now, after that, there is also something called Bildungsroman. Okay, Bildungsroman or a novel of formation. And what is the spelling of Bildungsroman? B-I-L-D-U-N-G-S. Bildungsroman, R-O-M-A-N, Bildungsroman. And literally, it means upbringing or education novel. But more precisely, the way in which it is used in English literature is a novel of development from childhood till adulthood. That is what it means. For example, if you consider the example of Sons and Lovers by D.H. Lawrence. In some ways, Sons and Lovers can be called a Bildungsroman in which the birth, childhood and finally development of Paul Morel, the character of Paul Morel, is explained in that novel. So, in a way, that novel can be called a Bildungsroman. Okay? So, Bildungsroman basically describes the processes by which maturity is achieved through the various ups and downs of life. And some other examples of Bildungsroman can be, you know, novels in English that might be put into this category. One can be Daniel Defoe's novel called Moll Flanders. Okay? Moll Flanders, which came out in 1722. After that, Henry Fielding's work called Tom Jones. After that, Jane Austen's novel called Emma. Okay? Emma by Jane Austen. Then the novel by Charles Dickens, David Copperfield. Okay? David Copperfield, the novel. Okay? And also Samuel Butler's famous novel, The Way of All Flesh. Okay, The Way of All Flesh. Then James Joyce's novel, A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man. Okay, A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man. And a related issue to Bildungsroman is Kunstelroman. Okay, what is a Kunstelroman? First of all, what is the spelling of Kunstelroman? K-U-N-S-T Kunstleroman. Kunstleroman. And literally what it means is a artist novel. So how a artist develops from childhood to maturity and finally realizes that his goal in life is to become an artist. So James Joyce's novel, A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man, can more specifically be clubbed as a Kunstleroman. Because ultimately the protagonist in this novel becomes an artist, right? Then a more recent example can be of the novel by Doris Lessing called Children of Violence. Okay, Children of Violence. And this is a 5-volume work, okay? This novel is in 5 volumes. Children of Violence. This can also be called a Bildungsroman. And the name of the heroine about which this series of novels is called Martha Quest. Okay, that is the name of the heroine, Martha Quest. Now, after that, Gothic novel. So, what is a Gothic novel? See, Gothic novel is a type of romance which was very popular from the time period 1760s, okay, 1760s till 1820s. Of course, Gothic fiction was written even after that, but during this phase, 1760s to 1820s, it was very, very popular. And Gothic novel had a considerable influence on fiction which came afterwards. Means the fiction that was written after 1820s was very much influenced by Gothic novel tradition. And the Gothic novel is of great importance also in the evolution of the ghost story and horror story. And this was inaugurated by or started by the work The Castle of Otranto, a Gothic story. This is the complete title. And Horace Walpole wrote this, okay? The Castle of Otranto, a Gothic story. And this was published in 1764. And the subtitle which I just mentioned, which is a Gothic story, okay? This subtitle denotes that the setting of this novel is in the Middle Ages. And because of this, the writers who came afterwards followed this example that was set by Horace Walpole, and they also began to set their stories in the medieval period. Okay? And what was common in all the Gothic novels that were written during this time was that the setting or the local setting was often a gloomy castle. Okay? Where there were dungeons ya karagar jahan pe bahut sare hote the. And in those castles, some strange things kept on happening. And the typical story focused on the sufferings imposed on an innocent heroine by a cruel and lustful villain. Okay, usme aur in Gothic novels mein ghosts bhi hote the, matlab bhoot bhi hote the. And supernatural occurrences was also a part of it. And the principal aim of writing such novels was to evoke a sense of chilling terror. डराने का ही मकसद हुआ करता था राइटर्स का बाय एक्सप्लोइटिंग मिस्ट्री एंड यू नो क्रिएटिंग हॉरर. सो अलोंग विद दिस यू शुड नो अबाउट द अदर एग्जांपल्स ऑफ गॉथिक नॉवेल्स. फॉर एग्जांपल आई डिस्कस्ड होरेस वेलपोल्स द कैसल ऑफ ओट्रांटो. ठीक है, उसके बाद विलियम बेकफोर्ड्स नॉवल कॉल्ड वेथेक. ओके, VATHEK, वेथेक. दिस वन केम आउट इन 1786. एंड इवन इन दिस नॉवल द सेटिंग इज यू नो इन मिडीवल टाइम्स. ठीक है, एंड द सब्जेक्ट इज इरोटिक as well as sadistic. Uske baad, Anne Radcliffe's novel called The Mysteries of Udolpho. Okay, The Mysteries of Udolpho by Anne Radcliffe. Then there is another novel by Matthew Gregory Lewis. Okay, Matthew Gregory Lewis called The Monk. Okay, The Monk. This is the name of the novel. And in a very extended sense, the novel of Mary Shelley, you know, Frankenstein, that is sometimes also referred to as a Gothic novel. Though it is not really a Gothic novel, it is more a mixture of science fiction as well as Gothic. Okay? But sometimes this novel of Mary Shelley is also included in the Gothic tradition. So, as a small recap, first Horace Walpole's novel, The Castle of Otranto. Uske baad, William Beckford's novel called Vethek. After that, Anne Radcliffe's novel called The Mysteries of Udolpho. Uske baad, Matthew Gregory Lewis's novel called The Monk. Okay, The Monk. And one more fact you should know is that Jane Austen has written a kind of parody of this form of novel. She has actually tried to parody the Gothic novel tradition in her novel called Northanger Abbey. Okay, Northanger Abbey. Northanger Abbey is not a Gothic novel. It is almost a kind of parody of the Gothic tradition. Parody or a kind of satire. Okay, it's a satire on the Gothic novel. Okay, now one last thing I want to discuss. What is the difference between novel, novella and novelette? Basic difference kya hota hai? Now basic difference hai magnitude or length. So a novel is the lengthiest. After that comes a novella, that is shorter. After that comes novelette. Novelette is even shorter. Aur uske baad aati hai short story. Short story is the shortest of all these four. So a novel is any work of fiction or any work that is more than 40,000 words. Okay? After that, novella. Novella is between 17,000 to 40,000. 17,000 se 40,000 tak, or from 17,000 words to 40,000 words. That is a novella. Now after that, as I said, novelette. Novelette is shorter. Isse bhi chota hai wo. Novelette is between 7,000 words to 17,000. Theek hai? To be more precise, 7,500 words se 17,500 words. So this is what a novelette is. And the last or the shortest of all of these four things is the short story. Short story is less than 7,500 words. So 7,500 words se kam. This is the basic difference between short story, novelette, novella and novel. And let me point out one more fact that the Hugo Awards, okay? Hugo Awards is basically given for the best works in the world of science fiction. The Hugo Awards also use this categorization to categorize between novel, novella, novelette and short story. So as a small recap, in this lecture we discussed what are the sub-varieties or sub-genres of the novel. After that, what is the difference between novel, novella and novelette? And from an exam point of view, you should know about the various sub-genres that we have discussed. So you should know about the exponents or major writers of these sub-varieties of novels. Uske baad, some major examples of novels which belong to this sub-genre or sub-type of the novel. And of course, basic definition of all of these sub-varieties or sub-types or sub-genres of the novel.